New York's Nash FM 94.7 cares about our community. We're talking about issues that matter to you and your family. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning into another edition of Nash Matters. This morning, we have a special guest. She is a woman of authority, a woman who takes charge, and a woman who has a voice. She was just voted in for her second term as borough president, following an impressive win with 78% of the votes. Who is that woman? Melinda Katz, the Queens Borough President. Good morning, Borough President Katz. How are you?
Good morning, Tiffany. It's great to be here at Nash. I look forward to speaking with your listeners today.
Thank you. Now, I know you're a huge Nash fan or a huge country fan, correct?
I'm both. I love the fact that New York City has a country music station. There was a void there for quite a while. And the fact that you're back on radio 94.7, I think, is a great thing for the city of New York. There's a lot of fans out there. It's funny when people, when I speak in public and I talk about my love for country music, people are always a little surprised that this kid from Queens is such a country music fan. But I grew up singing country music. In the, I guess, early 80s, and then continued my love for it as the years went by in Massachusetts and different areas that I've lived. So it's been an exciting time, and country music is here to stay.
We at Nash are very grateful that you came on to talk with us.
My pleasure.
Now, I want to get right into it. I know you have the State of the Borough coming up on Friday, January 26th. I want to get into that and what's happening with the airports at LaGuardia and JFK, and I want to touch on Rikers and much more. But first, we have a new City Council speaker, Councilman Corey Johnson. It's first HIV positive speaker. What do you think about the vote, and how will this affect Queens?
You know, Speaker Johnson has already been to Queens several times since he's actually been elected as Speaker of the Council. It's an interesting body to run. You know, I was in the City Council for 8 years. I was in the New York State Assembly for 5 years, and then the borough president now for 4. So I've served on various levels of government. And I think, you know, Speaker Johnson has his work cut out for him. The council is a body of 51 members, each of which not only has their own constituency in extremely different neighborhoods. As we know, you know, New York City is a city of neighborhoods. It's a city that prides itself on different foods and cultures. You cross the street in one area and you have a whole different world. And that's the great thing about our city, is the different culture and the diversity. And so to be the speaker of a body like that, takes a lot of talent and takes a lot of patience, but also takes a lot of leadership to be able to lead the body in the direction that's beneficial for the city of New York, while still understanding that each council member needs to respond to their own constituents. And I think Corey's going to do that well. I have a lot of faith in him.
Now, what's going on in Queens? What are you doing that's different since last year or taking on your new term?
Queens is just an amazing place. As we talked about last year, you know, we are the most diverse on the planet. We're 130 languages, we're 120 countries. And, you know, with national politics, the way it's going and what you hear out there, it's. I want to note that in Queens, with all this great diversity and all these great traditions and culture and languages and food, you know, we make it happen. I mean, it is what that diversity is actually what drives our borough. And that is what makes our borough distinct and beautiful and successful. And so in Queens, we've done a lot of initiatives over the last year on different issues regarding immigration and regarding diversity. We have an immigration task force that is extremely active in making sure that there's legal help for folks that need it, for DACA children, for folks that are really in need in today's day and time. We are very worried about health care in the borough of Queens. We started an initiative called Katz's Cradles, which, you know, at two of the main hospitals in the borough of Queens, if you can't afford a crib, we actually give you a crib. And it's something that we've been working on for quite a while. And we wanted to make sure that if you can't afford to have a place for your child, whether you just can't afford it or whether you're in a shelter or whatever it is, that at the bare minimum, we give that out and we provide for that.
Now, what's going on with the airports in Queens? Because recently in the news, we've seen that it's been a complete nightmare at both LaGuardia and JFK.
As you know, we have these great plans for the airports. They are rebuilding LaGuardia and Kennedy. LaGuardia is really in the middle of it. They swear to me that it'll be done by 2020. I'm not quite sure about that. But between, you know, rebuilding the airports and the traffic and making sure that it's done with grace and style, it has been, you know, quite the job out there. I do think, however, you need a new LaGuardia airport. It was embarrassing. People were coming here from all over the world, and they'd land at LaGuardia Airport, and it was just, you know, it was just dirty and horrible, and it wasn't set up right. I mean, just, it is an airport in the middle of a neighborhood.
Right, and the traffic.
And the traffic, right. I mean, no matter what, especially on a holiday weekend, the traffic gets backed up. I mean, people are literally getting out of their cars and walking to the airport. But it's one of those things where it needs to be done. So we're working on that development. I am hoping that we have a train to the plane for LaGuardia soon, coming out of Willits Point. The governor has been extremely vocal on that and aggressive in making sure that that happens. And so we're looking forward to that as well.
Now, am I correct in saying that LaGuardia and JFK is leased by the Port Authority, which is an agency run jointly by New York and New Jersey?
That is correct. The property is owned by the City of New York. There is a lease by the Port Authority. The Board of Directors of the Port Authority is made up of both New Jersey and New York State. The executive director comes from one state. The president comes from the other state. And that's how it's run. And I think because of that, it's a large bureaucracy to really run. Rick Cotton is now head of the Port Authority. I think he does a very good job. I think he wants to do a very good job. But it's a bulky agency to run.
What are your thoughts on privatizing the airports?
Well, part of it is already run by, you know, private-public partnerships. You know, you have Delta there that runs a lot of the terminals. And so it's already done to some extent. So I think that it works. It seems to be working well. And also with the redevelopment, the private airlines are also taking up some of the bulk and some of the money that needs to be spent there in order to build it. So I think it's a necessity at the moment. And it's been there for quite a while as a private-public partnership.
I know you have the State of the Borough address coming up on Friday, January 26th. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about this?
So every year, just like the president does the State of the Union, we do a State of the Borough to talk about where we have been, what we've accomplished in the borough of Queens, but also where we want to be. Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning at Frank Sinatra High School, which is, by the way, an amazing high school founded by Tony Bennett and named for Frank Sinatra. Tony Bennett was an Astoria guy and named for Frank Sinatra, who was really one of his closest friends. And so the State of the Borough talks about where we've been and where we want to go. We're doing an interesting twist this year. This year, we're doing where I foresee Queens in the year 2030. And it's going to be sort of, you know, this is where Queens needs to be in the year 2030. This is what needs to be done in order to get there. And these are the seeds that we have in order to make it there. But, you know, a good elected official and good leaders in a government have to plan for the next generation. We have to plan for those kids that we haven't met yet. And isn't that our biggest job, right? Which is to take care of the folks that we have here, but to make sure that we're also providing for a future that we can live with and to help guide that future. And so anybody that would like to come to Frank Sinatra at 10 o'clock, we could talk about where Queens should be. And let's not forget that, you know, the mantra of the State of the Borough is Queens is the future. And as I said last year, I think on this show, I believe Queens is the prototype for the rest of the country, where folks are coming in from all over the world to the United States. And as we ebb our way west and east from the East and West Coast, you know, Queens is really a prototype of what you can do when you mix all the different cultures and traditions and religions together to make a great city. I always say, you know, if you come to Queens, I can show you 10 countries in 1 hour. And it probably is less than that, but you'd have to eat at every place. So it takes a little while.
I'm here talking with Queensborough President Melinda Katz. When we come back, we will talk about the possibility of closing Rikers, NYCHA, the New York City Housing Authority, and the MTA. This is Nash Matters with Tiffany Marie on Nash FM 94.7.
If you'd like your organization or charity featured on Nash Matters, contact us through our website at nashfm947.com. And thank you for listening to Nash Matters on New York's Nash FM 94.7.